B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Irvin Daf Tes. We're going to start four lines from the bottom of Daf Ches Omud Beis. Says the Gemara, Boy minei Romi Bar Choma Mirav Chizda. Rami Bar Choma asked Rav Chizda the following question. We know that the rules are that one of the ways of being mesakin an eruv, mesakin a mavui, fixing a mavui to allow all the people of all the chatzeres that belong to that mavui to carry in that mavui, is that you need to make a heker, some sign at the end of the mavui, the side of the mavui adjacent to the Rishus Harabim. There's one of two different signs one can make, either a post called a lechi, 10 tfochim high on the ground on one of the sides of the entrance to the mavui, or a kaira, a beam going across the end of the mavui, going across the top of the mavui. Technically speaking, or strictly speaking, this kaira should be exactly flush with the end of the mavui. Now we're going to discuss when this kaira is not sitting on the wall at the edge of the mavui. It's either too high or sticking out beyond the mavui into over the Rosh Hashanah, and somehow there's a pole which we're going to discuss. We have a kaira that's there but not really in the right position. So says the Gemara, Rami Bar Choma asked of Chizda, Noat Shtei Yaseidos. If somebody fixed two pegs, two long pins, into the walls of the Mavui, sticking out over the Rosh Hashanah, Bishnei Koisle Mavui, one on the right hand wall, one on the left hand wall, Mibachutz, over the Rosh Hashanah. And on top of that, V'niach Kaira Al Gabeim, he put his beam on top of these two pegs, which means that the innermost edge of the kaira was flush with the outermost edge of the wall of the mavui, and the kaira itself was hanging over the area of the Rosh Hashanah. Mahu, what's the halacha? So the Gemara says an interesting terminology which we have to understand. Omar lei, so Rav Chizda answered back to Rami Bar Choma, ledivrei hamatir osur, ledivrei haoiser matir. The one who said it was muta, it's osa. The one who said it was osa, it's muta. And the only way we can understand this is by referring back to what we learned previously on Daf Ches. We saw there was a question, are you allowed to carry underneath the kaira? And we said that there's one man d'oma who said it was mutter, and one man d'oma that said it was osir. The man d'oma that said it was mutter held it was the outer edge of the kaira that determines where the kaira is actually happening, whether it's a heker or a mechitza, we discussed already. It's the outer edge that makes it happen. And therefore, under the kaira itself is considered as in the mavui, and you can carry. The one that says it's osir says it's the inner edge of the kaira that determines the end of the mavui, and therefore underneath the kaira is not anymore considered within the mavui to be allowed to carry them. And over here, it's going to be the opposite. The one that said it was osir because he held it was the innermost edge of the kaira that determines where the kaira is. In this case, the innermost edge of the kaira is flashed with the end of the mavui. Then it's okay. So the divrei ha'osir, the one who said it was osir to carry under the kaira, is matir, says that this kaira is matir the mavui. You can't carry under the kaira, but the whole mavui has a kaira. The kaira is associated to the mavui, and therefore the mavui is allowed to be carried in. The divrei hamatir, according to the man d'oma, said that it was mutter to carry under the kaira because it's the outer edge of the kaira that determines where the kaira is. Over here, the outer edge of the kaira is hanging over the Rosh Hashanah. It's not flashed with the mavui, and therefore oiser, he will hold that the whole mavui is also to carry in. That's what the Gemara means. The divrei hamatir osur, the divrei haoiser mutter. That's what Rav Chizda said to Rami Bar Choma. Rava Omar, Rava said no. L'divrei ha'oiser nami osur. Even according to the opinion that it's the inner edge of the kaira that determines the kaira, and therefore you're not allowed to carry under the kaira, even in the event that the kaira is positioned on top of the mavui and not beyond the mavui, However, he will agree here it's Asa, but inon Kaira al Gabi Movi Veleka. It's not enough that the outer edge of the Kaira is flash with the end of the Movi. The Kaira has to be on top of the Movi. And here the Kaira is not on top of the Movi, it's beyond the Movi, sticking out into the Rosh Hasharabim. And therefore, according to all opinions, this Kaira will not suffice to fix this Movi, and you're not allowed to carry in the Movi. We're going to ask a question against Rava. And some say that the same question would even apply on Rav Chisda, but the Gemara addresses Rava. If this, the Kaira, was either Moshuch or Tolui, Moshuch means it was drawn, it was away from where it was supposed to be, or Tluya, or hanging, we'll soon see what this means. Then pochis migimel ein tzorich lahovi koira acheres. We know that gimel tfochim is already a size that we have to reckon with, and we don't say that it's too small, let's just not reckon with this size. Less than gimel tfochim is called lovud, we just ignore the gap. So if this koira is either moshuch or tolui, less than three tfochim, then we just assume that the less than three tfochim is just ignore it, and therefore, ein tzorich lavi koira acheres, this koira will suffice. However, gimel, if it's three tfochim or more, tzorich lavi koira acheres, we have to bring another koira, because this koira is not associated anymore to this mavui, because the gap between the koira and the mavui is three tfochim or more. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel argues fundamentally with the halachas of lavud and says that lavud, which the translation of lavud is an extension, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says that we say lavud not up to three tvachim, but up to four tvachim. So according to Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, he says that poch is midalad, if it's less than four tvachim away from where it's supposed to be, ein tzarech lavi kaira acheres, we do not need to bring another kaira and the mavi is kasha. Dalad, if it is four tfachim, tzarech lavi kaira acheres. So that is what Rav Adi Bar Masna brought this braisa, that if you have a kaira that's mushucha oitluya, then it depends. If it's within the framework of lavud, it's okay. And if not, then not. But we have to understand, what does mushucha mean? What does tluya mean? Says the Gemara, Ma'ilav, can we not assume that mushucha means mibachutz? Mashucha means that it's drawn outside the Mavui, exactly the case that we were discussing before. There were two pegs sticking out of the edge of the walls of the Mavui, and the Kaira was sitting on top of it. That's what Mashucha means. Utluya, what does Tluya mean? It was hanging mibifnim, that the Kaira itself was too short. It was not actually reaching the wall on either side of the Mavui, and therefore they would stick a pole into the ground, a higher pole, and on top of that pole they would balance this beam called the Kaira. That means it's in the right place relative to the Mavui, but it's not conforming with the rules of Kaira that it needs to reach either side. So for there we say that if the gap between the edge of this Kaira and the wall is within the restraints of Lavud, then the Kaira is kosher. If not, then not. So either way, according to how we're understanding now, Meshucha means this case where the Kaira is outside the Mavui. And we see clearly that as long as this Kaira is not more than three Tvachim away from this Mavui, it's kosher, according to the Chachomim and according to Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, up to four Tvachim. So why are you, Rava, saying that according to everybody it's Asur? We see here that it depends how far away it is from the edge of the Mavui. Says the Gemara Loi, you misunderstood what the word Meshucha means. Meshucha is not talking about this case. Idi v'idi mibifnim. Meshucha and Tluya are talking about that it's within the boundaries of the Mavi itself. It's not outside the Mavi. And it just depends where in the Mavi it is. We're saying that Meshucha means miruach achas, Utluya mishtei ruchais. Meshucha means that the Kaira is sitting on one wall of the Mavi, reaching right over to the other side, but does not meet the other wall. That is Meshucha. And Tluya is like we saw before, where it's within the Mavui and on top of the Mavui, and it's not reaching the wall on both sides, not just on one side. And that's an even bigger chiddush. Mao de Tema, I may have thought, Miruach Achas Amrin on Lovud, we only use the rules of Lovud on one side of the Kaira, that if the Kaira is within the restraints of Lovud, within three Tvachim according to the Chachamim, or four Tvachim according to Shem ben Gamliel, from the wall of the Mavi, then it's okay. Maybe we only say that on one side of the Kaira, not on both sides. Mishtei Ruchos Lo Amrin on Lovud. Komash Malon, that's what the Braisa says, that Meshucha Oy Tluya, even if it's hanging, which means it's not reaching the wall on either side, as long as it's within the restraints of Lovud, then it's okay. So both cases of Meshucha or Tluya are talking about that the Kaira is above the Mavui, not beyond the Mavui. Above, I should say, on top of the Mavui and not outside the Mavui. And therefore, you don't have a question on Rava. Ravashi Omar, Ravashi explains Meshucha or Tluya a bit differently. He says Meshucha v'hi Tluya. What's the case? It's one case talking about Meshucha v'hi Tluya. That Tluya means that it's not reaching the edge of the Mavui. And according to Rav Ashi, I don't need a special chiddush to say that I can use Lovud on both sides. If you can use it on one side, you can use it on both sides. So Tluya is like we said, that the Kaira is not long enough. But Meshucha doesn't mean that it's outside the Mavui, over the Rosh Hasharabim. It means it's above the Mavui, which means that there are pegs that are sort of diagonal, holding up this beam, which is in itself too short, but holding it up above the top of the walls. It's not resting on the top of the Mavui. It's actually raised above the height of the walls of the Mavui, and they're too short. So what's the chiddush here? Behechadomi, what's the case? Kegoyin shenoatz shtei yesedois akumois, there are two pegs that are diagonal. Whether the pegs themselves are diagonal or the pegs are bent, that's a discussion here. Al shnei koisli mavui, at the top edge of the two mavuis, of the two walls of the mavui, she'ein begoivhon gimel ve'ein be'akmimusom gimel. That means that from the lowest edge of the mavui, of the kaira, till the walls, there's less than three tochen. From the end of each end of the kaira, till flash with the wall of the mavui, is also less than three tochen. Within Lovud. Mao de Tema, I may have thought, Oy Lovud Omrinon, Oy Chovud Omrinon, because for this Kaira to be kosher, we need two things to happen. We need the halacha of Lovud to extend the Kaira to reach the walls of the Mavui. We also need to lower the Kaira, so to speak, that it should, so to speak, virtually speaking, be resting on top of the walls, like we said before, that we need a Kaira al Gabe Mavui. It has to be sitting not only within the restraints of the Mavui, but on top of the walls of the Mavui. So we need two halacha l'moshe misinais. We need one to extend the length of the Kaira, called Lovud, and one to lower the, so to speak, to lower the Kaira. So I may have thought that you can do any one of them, but you cannot do both. Mao de Tema, oi Lovud omrinon, oi Chovud omrinon. Lovud v'chovut lo yomrinon, but to also extend the length of the Kaira and also to lower the Kaira, we don't say that. Komash Malon, that's the chiddush of this Braisa, that Meshucha shehu tluya, and we can also say Lovud also regarding the height, also regarding the length, and the Mavui is kosher. But either way, even according to Rav Ashi, we're not talking about the Mavui which is outside the, we're not talking about Kaira which is outside the Mavui over the Rosh Hasharabim, which was the discussion we started with Rami Bar Choma, asked Rav Chisda. We're not talking about that in this Braisa. Continues the Gemara. Toni Reb Zakkai Kamedu Reb Yechanon. The following Braisa Reb Zakkai said in front of Reb Yechanon. Bein lechoyayim v'tachas ha-kaira. If you have a regular Mavui which has been fixed with either a Kaira on top or a post on the side, then under the Kaira, or flash with the Lechi, Nidoin Kekaramelis, it has the halachas of a Karamelis, and one's not allowed to carry under the Kaira or between the Lechis. Omar Lei, Rabbi Yechanon said to Rav Zakkai, Puk Toni Lebra, go outside and teach this Braisa outside. Don't teach it here in front of me. I don't agree with this Braisa. That means at least one of the two halachas that you mentioned, either that you're not allowed to carry under the Kaira, all that you're not allowed to carry flash with the lechi, I, Rabbi Yochanan, do not agree with it. And Omar Abaya, Mistabrim Milsa de Rabbi Yochanan, Tachas HaKaira. It's probable that Rabbi Yochanan was only referring to under the Kaira. The Rabbi Yochanan held, you are allowed to carry under the Kaira. Aval Bein Nechoyayin, also, but Rabbi Yochanan will agree to this Braisa that Rev Zakai was reading in front of Rabbi Yochanan, that flash with the lechi, you're not allowed to carry. And as we've seen previously, since a lechi has no minimum width, if you're allowing people to carry flash with a lechi, it's inevitable that they're going to, by mistake, carry in the Roshos Rabim. Rava Omar, Rava says no. Rabbein Lechiyayim Nami Mutar is a good chance that Rabbi Yochanan even allows people to carry between the Lechiyayim. Because at the end of the day, you're allowed to carry within the restraints of the Mavui. And this Mavui has a heker called a lechi. It's true the lechi itself doesn't have a minimum width, but as long as the Mavui has this heker, you can carry anywhere within the Mavui. Within the Mavui is till the edge of the walls of the Mavui, including flash with the lechi. That was a machlokes Abaye and Rava, whether Rabbi Yochanan only allowed to carry under a kaira or even next to the lechi. Omar Rava minoa minula. Rava is now going to say, I'll bring you proof to my opinion that one's even allowed to carry flash with the lechi. Dechi also Rav Dimi Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Dimi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Mokim she'ein boi dalad al dalad, muter levnei roshus harabim v'levnei roshus hayochid lekatef olov. We know there's a concept called roshus hayochid, a private domain. Private domain is 10 tefachim high, it's encircled in a wall of 10 tefachim high, that's roshus hayochid. Roshus harabim is a public domain where there's no walls, or let's disregard the walls, it's very wide, many people are going through it, and all the halachas of roshus harabim. Carrying from a Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashayochid or vice versa is severely also. It's a melacha of hoitzah, mirushus lirushus, which we saw in the Mishnah in Shabbos Tafayin Gimel. It's also. Minat Torah, anything that's not considered a Rosh Hashanah has the status of Rosh Hashayochid. However, the Chachomim split up those middle Roshus, split it up into two. There's one called a Karmelis, which is a larger area, which the Chachomim said, you're not allowed to carry in it more than Dalad Amos. It has the similar halachas to Roshus Harabim. You're not allowed to carry from Roshus Hayochid into a Karmelis. You're also not allowed to carry from the Roshus Harabim into a Karmelis. And within the Karmelis, you're not allowed to carry. A Mokim Ptur, which is a very low area, and it's very short, it's not 4x4 Tvachim, it's very small, that's called a Mokim Ptur, which is even more lenient than a Karmelis, and the Chachomim said that this is a no domain. It's a no territory, which means that you're allowed to put something from Rosh Hashayochid onto a Mokim Ptur, or from the Rosh Hashorabim into a Mokim Ptur, without a problem. However, you're not allowed to put something from Rosh Hashayochid onto the Mokim Ptur, and then from the Mokim Ptur into the Rosh Hashorabim, even though technically speaking it should be okay. We don't want you to do it because people will get confused between that and carrying directly from Rosh Hashayochid to Rosh Hashorabim, and that's seriously also. So the Chachamim said, you're not allowed to do that. So if you have this case of a Mokim Ptur, which, by the way, every Mokim Ptur has to be three Tvachim off the ground, if it's less than three tefachim high, and it's within the restraints of Rosh Hashorabim, it will have the status of Rosh Hashorabim. Everybody agrees with that. If you have this Mokim Ptur, which is higher than three tefachim, then the halacha is, Rav Dimi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that as long as it's not dalad al dalad, it's not four tefachim by four tefachim, after which it would have the status of a karmelis, then mutal ibnei Rosh Hashorabim v'levnei Rosh Hashayochid lekatif olav. The people in Rosh Hashayochid who want to just, they're holding something on their backs and they want to just put it down and lean onto this Mokim Ptur, it's mutar. And it's not called you're doing an Akira in one Rosh Hashanah, Hanocha in another Rosh Hashanah, because the Hanocha is on a Mokim Ptur. And so too from the Rosh Hashorabim, they're both allowed to do that. Ubilvad shelo yachlifoi, on condition that you're not allowed to switch from Rosh Hashayochid via the Mokim Ptur into Rosh Hashorabim or vice versa, as we discussed. So Rava says, from here I see that if it's possible to have a Mokim Ptur And it's mutar. It doesn't become annexed to the Rishus HaRabim or to the Rishus HaYachid for that matter, and therefore it's going to be osa. If it would become annexed to Rishus HaYachid, it would be osa for the people of the Rishus HaRabim to put their things down there. If it was annexed to the Rishus HaRabim, it would be osa for the Rishus HaYachid to put things down there. But you see that even though it's a very small and negligible area, nonetheless, it retains its status of mokim p'tur. So too, between the lechi, it's a very narrow place, and therefore it remains a mokim p'tur, and you're allowed to carry there from the mavui into this place flashed with the lechi, which we'll consider a mokim p'tur. We have to be careful, because it would seem from here that you're also allowed to carry from the Rishus HaRabim into this area flash with the lechi, if it's considered a mokim p'tur, and that's definitely not the case. And the Rishonim, the Ritva discusses that. So this is Rava's proof. He says that it's possible to have a mokim p'tur in between the Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRabim, and it retains its status of mokim p'tur. Flash with the lechi is exactly that mokim p'tur. Abaye says, no, don't bring me proof from your mokim p'tur to here. Abaye, Hosom Begoiva Gimel. Abaye says, you rather agree with me that this mokim p'tur that we were speaking about has to be at least 3 tefachim off the ground. Since it has to be at least 3 tefachim off the ground, it will not get confused between the Rishus HaRabim or the Rishus HaYachid. Therefore, you can put your bags down, and the Chachomim allowed you to do that. However, in the case of a Mavoi, flash with the Lechi, there, it's not 3 tefachim off the ground. The ground level is flash with the rest of the Mavoi and flash with the Rishus HaRabim. So you rather agree that there is this difference, but you rather obviously feel that's not a reason to differentiate between Mokim P'tur and Bein HaLechoyayim. But I Abaye hold that is enough reason to differentiate between them. On a Mokim P'tur, which has some height of its own, we will not get confused in its mutter, but flash with the Lechoyayim, there I Abaye say you're not allowed to carry there, and that's what Abaye said, that Rabbi Yochanan only allowed to carry under the Koira. The Koira has a minimum width, and not flashed with the lechi. Continues the Gemara, Omar Abaye, Minoa Minelo. Now it's Abaye's turn to try and bring proof to his opinion that one is allowed to carry, that one is not allowed to carry, flash with the lechi. The Omar of Chomo Bar Gurio Omar Rav. Toich HaPesach, Tzorich Lechi Achir Lehatiroi. If you had a Mavui, until now we've been discussing a Mavui that the whole entranceway is totally open, and you just put a post on one side, which is a clear hecker to everybody that this is the edge of the Mavui. What happens if there's a doorway, and so to speak an entranceway, which means that the walls of the Rishus HaRabim on the right and on the left of the Mavui, right angle to the Mavui, actually continue into the Mavui, and they're quite wide. So if you have a very, very wide type of a wall which protrudes into the area of the Mavui at either side, that's what we call here a Pesach. Tzorich lechi acher la'atiroi. Since this Pesach is wide, this wall, this entranceway into the Mavui is quite wide, therefore, even though this entranceway itself serves as a lechi to carry inside the Mavui, but to carry within the area of this entranceway, there it's going to need another lechi, a thin lechi at the edge of it, where it's flash with the Rishus HaRabim, to allow you to carry there as well. So you see here clearly, Abaye says that flash with the lechi, you're not allowed to carry, because this Pesach, these two uprights, the Pesach on either side of the Mavui is considered a lechi for the Mavui, and you're not allowed to carry within the Pesach. Flash with the lechi. And you need another lechi in order to allow you to carry within that area, and there again, you'll only be allowed to carry within that area up until the lechi, excluding flash with the lechi. So Abaye says, I have a clear proof that you're not allowed to carry within the lechi. If you would be allowed to, then these two walls that make the entranceway of the Mavui, then if they serve as a lechi for the Mavui, then carrying between them should be mutter, as according to Rava, carrying between the lechis. Says the Gemara, V'chi Tema, are you going to suggest the Isbe Dalad al Dalad, that we're only talking about here, where this entranceway is 4 tefachim wide. So it's a very substantial area. Wide doesn't mean from right to left. It means 4 tefachim deep. This wall that creates this, the entranceway into the Mavui, is very, very wide, and it's an entity of its own. And therefore, in and of its own, it can act as a lechi for the rest of the Mavui. But since within itself, it's a substantial area, it needs its own heker, its own lechi, and therefore you cannot bring me proof to a regular lechi, where between the lechi is not a rishus on its own. V'chi teima d'isbea dalad al dalad, v'omar v'chonin barov v'omarav, toicha pesach afal pisha ein bei dalad al dalad, tzorich lechi acher latiroi. Even if the width of this lechi is less than 4 tefachim, you're not allowed to carry between the two lechis, between the two posts, unless you make another lechi at the edge of the Mavui. So this is proof to Abaya that you're not allowed to carry between the lechis. V'rova, how's Rava going to answer this? Hosom de pasuach le karmelis. There, what the Mavui itself is actually open to a karmelis. You're not allowed to carry in a karmelis. As we said before, midrabonon, you're not allowed to carry in a karmelis. If you have a Mavui open to a karmelis, you also need to have a lechi or a koira. So if you have the lechi at the end of a Mavui, which is flush to a karmelis, there you're not allowed to carry between the lechis. However, Aval b'rishus harabim, but Rava will agree that if the lechi is at the end of a Mavui, where the Mavui is not open to a karmelis, but open to a rishus harabim, shari, in that case, you will be allowed to carry if flash with a lechi. So that's how Rava explains that the proof that you brought from Rav Chama Bar Guria in the name of Rav, over there, where do you need to have a lechi for the lechi? To be able to carry within the wide lechi, you need a narrow lechi, is only when it's flash with a karmelis. Says the Gemara, that's exactly opposite of what logic would dictate. We would have assumed that if the Mavui is flash with a karmelis, it'll be easier to carry at the edge of the Mavui, because the karmelis itself is only also midrabonon to carry there, and the lechi only need midrabonon because the Mavui itself is only needs a koira or a lechi midrabonon, so we'd be less machmir. If the edge of the Mavui is a Rishus Harabim, there we should have been machmir and say, don't get too close to the Rishus Harabim. Here it's the opposite. It's like saying, Yetziva ba'ara v'giyura b'shmei Shemaya. It's like saying that the citizens in a place, they are lower down people, but those who are strangers, those who are alien to the place, the Geirim, b'shmei Shemaya, they are held in high prestige. Does that make sense that the citizens themselves should be of lower level, of lower prestige than the people who are just alien here? Of course not. It doesn't make sense. Why over here should it make sense? Says the Gemara in. It does make sense, and I'll explain to you why. Motzo min es minoi v'niyor. When you have a Rishus HaYochid, namely the Mavui, on one side, and Rishus HaRabim on the other side, you can have a type of a Mokim Ptur, a type of area flash with the Lechi, which is in between the two, and then this area is not going to become annexed and become an extension of the Rishus HaRabim, because it's distinctly different to the Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaRabim min HaTorah, and this area is not the Rishus HaRabim, it's Rishus HaYochid min HaTorah. However, if you have a Karmelis, and the Karmelis is of very similar status to this Mavui and to the area between the Lechi, and the Mavui itself, if it wouldn't have a Koira or a Lechi, it would have the status of a Karmelis. And therefore, since it's of very similar nature to the Karmelis, therefore people will get confused and they'll think, if I can carry here, I can carry here. If I can carry between the Lechi, I can carry outside the Lechi. It's all Karmelis. And therefore, the area between the Lechi is annexes itself, motza minus minoi, one type becomes, has found a partner of similar type, and they merge to become a single type called karmelis. In a karmelis, you're not allowed to carry. So this area between the lechi has the status of a karmelis. However, if outside the Mavui was a Rishus HaRabim, then this area between the lechi would never become a Rishus HaRabim, because it's a completely different min, it's a different type, and therefore you're allowed to carry between the lechi. Continues the Gemara, Omale Rav Huna Breider of Yeshua Larova. Va'atloi Tizbura de Bein Lechoyayim Osur. You explained the Rabbi Yechanan previously, the Rabbi Yechanan holds not only are you allowed to carry under a Koira, you're also allowed to carry under a Lechi. Could you possibly have maintained that Rabbi Yechanan holds that way? Va'omar Rabbi Bar Barchon Omar Rabbi Yechanan. It was said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan as follows. A quote which is a little bit ambiguous, and we're going to try and understand it one way. Afterwards, the Gemara is going to understand it differently, and it will not be a question on Rava. But initially, it's going to pose a question on Rava. What did Rabbi Yechanan say? Rabbi Yechanan said, "Mavui sherotzbo belochayim." If on the entrance of the mavui you put a number of lechis, one next to the other, on the right-hand wall, you have a whole load of lechis, each one being a certain distance from the one before. Pochis pochis midalad. If there are less than four tfachim between each lechi, then bonu lemachleikas rabshim ben gemliel v'rabbonon. You remember before at the top of the Omud, we saw that there's, according to the Chachomim, lovud is till three tfachim. According to rabshim ben gemliel, lovud is till. According to the Chachomim, lovud is till three tvachim. According to Rabshim ben Gamliel, lovud is till four tvachim. So if you have a number of lechis, if they are within the area of lovud, then it's as if they're one big extension of each other. It's as if you have one very wide lechi. If, however, the gap between them is more than lovud, then it's considered that you have lots of lechis. You have an inner lechi and a more outer lechi, and more outer lechi, and the outermost lechi. So Rabbi Yechanan just said that if you have a number of lechis, then you want to know whether it's called one lechi or not. It's a machlekas of Shem ben Gamliel and the Rabbonon as to how wide they're allowed to be. That's all Rabbi Yechanan said. He didn't tell us what the ramifications of this will be. Who cares if it's one lechi or four lechis? That he didn't tell us. He just told us how we can determine whether it's one lechi or four lechis. So now the Gemara is going to explain. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel de Omar Omrinon Lovud Mishtamish Ad Chudei Apnimi Shelechi Apnimi. If you are allowed to carry flash with the lechi, it makes no difference if it's one lechi or four lechis. You can carry till the edge of the mavui. If, however, you're not allowed to carry flash with the lechi, then you have to know how wide the lechi is. If it's one long lechi, you can only carry until the innermost edge of the innermost lechi. If, however, it's considered as four lechis, then we consider the outermost lechi being the lechi, and then you can carry up until there. The Rav Shimon ben Gamliel de Omar Omrinon Lovud Mishtamish Ad Chudei Apnimi Shelechi Apnimi. According to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, because we're talking here about that there's less than four tvachim, but more than three tvachim between one lechi and the next, according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, it's considered one wide lechi, and you can only carry until the innermost edge of the innermost lechi. Rabbonon de Omri Loy Omrinon Lovud, according to the Chachomim, who say that Lovud is only till three tvachim, and here it's more than three tvachim, or it's three tvachim and more, and therefore it's considered as separate lechis. Mishtamish at Chudei Apnimi Shel Chitzain. You're allowed to carry until the innermost edge of the outermost lechi. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Rav Huna Breider of Yeshua was saying to Rava, if Rabbi Yechanan said that depending on the machlokes from Shimon Gamliel and the Chachomim as to whether this is one lechi or four lechis, it must be you're not allowed to carry between the lechis. Otherwise, it would make no difference. So how can you, Rava, say in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, you're allowed to carry between the lechis? Everybody agrees, between the lechi, once you've determined and established whether the it's one lechi or just one wide lechi or just a thin lechi, right, the edge of the mavui, but either way, whatever you consider a lechi, you're not allowed to carry there, otherwise it would make no difference. V'Rava, how's Rava going to answer this? Hosom nami de pasuach lekarmelis. Over there also, we're only talking about that the mavui is flash, is entrance way to a karmelis, and we, as we saw before, when the entrance of a mavui is flash with it, is going on to a karmelis, there Rava is machmir because motzo minas minoi. And the Gemara is going to ask the same question again. It seems not logical that if it's flash to Rosh Hashanah, then if it's adjacent to Rosh Hashanah, one should be able to carry between the lechi, but if it's adjacent to a karmelis, you should not be able to carry between the lechi. It doesn't make sense. And the Gemara says it doesn't make sense because karmelis meets karmelis, It receives the status of karmelis. You can't carry there. But if a karmelis meets a a Roshus HaRabim, it will not become Roshus HaRabim, and therefore this type of caramelist, if there's a lechi between the walls of the Kaira, between the walls of the Mavui, according to Rava, it will be mutter to carry. And that's what the Gemara says. Aval Roshus HaRabim, if the Mavui was adjacent to Roshus HaRabim, Shari would be mutter to carry between the lechis. Ask the Gemara, Yetziva Ba'arav Agur B'Shmei Shemaya. It doesn't make sense that a citizen in a place should be on a lower level than the aliens in the place, says the Gemara. It does make sense. Motso minas minay veneer. When one type meets a similar type, then veneer, they reawaken each other, and therefore only when the Mavui is adjacent to the caramelist are you not allowed to carry between the lechis if it's adjacent to Roshus HaRabim. Where there's such a distinct difference between the Mavui and the Roshus HaRabim, there you're allowed to carry even between the lechis. Continues the Gemara. Rav Ashi Omar, Rav Ashi says another explanation. He says that, I'll explain to you what Rabbi Yochanan meant, that you have to determine whether it's one lechi, a wide lechi, or a narrow lechi, four separate lechis, and then we only count the outermost one as being the lechi. I'll explain to you what difference that can make, even if you are allowed to carry between the lechis. Vashi Omar, Kegoin Shirotsu Bolchoyaim, Pochis Pochis Mi'arbo B'meshech Arba Amis. If you have these lechis that are more than three tvachim, less than four tvachim apart, for the duration of four amis, going into the Mavui, a depth of four amis. And there we have to know whether it's considered a one big lechi, or whether it's considered a lots of small lechis. If it's lots of small lechis, then only the outermost post is called a lechi. If it's one big lechi, then I have a lechi of four amis deep into the Mavui, and that's and that doesn't work. L'Rab Shimon ben Gamliel d'Omar Omrinon Lavud Havalei Mavui V'tzorich Lechi Acher La'Tirei. According to Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, who says that up to four tvachim is called Lavud, so this whole row of lechis is considered a single lechi. It's a lechi of four amos, and we've already seen previously on Daf Hey, four amos is a size of a Mavui. It's a Mavui in its own right. If it's a Mavui in its own right, it needs its own heker. That means it's true. That's a discussion. The discussion is whether if you have a lechi of four amos deep into the Mavui, can it act as a lechi for the rest of the Mavui? So Rashi says, Rashi's got two things. Rashi says he heard that you are allowed to carry within the Mavui, but Rashi says, Linira, he himself seems to hold that you're not allowed to. This is not considered a lechi at all. It's just a wall of a smaller type of Mavui adjacent to a bigger type of Mavui. It's not considered a lechi at all, even for the inner Mavui. But either way, regarding in and of itself, even if this does serve as a lechi for the rest of the Mavui, but since this area itself could be a Mavui in its own right, therefore it definitely needs its own heker, and you can't say, since this is considered a lechi, therefore I can carry between the lechi. And even Rava will agree with that. And you need another lechi within this area to be a sign in order to be able to carry within these daladamas. According to the Rabbanon, who say that anything more than three tvachim we don't say is an extension of each other, and therefore you've got a long row of thin lechis that are not connected to each other, therefore according to the Chachomim, the outermost lechi is the lechi of the whole Mavui, and according to Rava, you can carry between them. So that's how Rav Ashi says, I'll understand Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, who said that the gap, the distance between the lechis makes a difference according to the Chachomim, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, it's not like you thought before that the halachic ramification of that is, are you allowed to carry between the lechi? No, the halachic ramification is, if you have them going into four amos, into the Mavui, whether it's considered a lechi of four amos wide, which everybody agrees does not suffice, at least for itself. Asks the Gemara, Ulub Shimon ben Gamliel, let's even say according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, where he says you've got a whole row of posts, and you say that since they're less than four tvachim apart, it's considered one very wide post. So what did you want to say? You want to say that since it's four amos, and four amos we saw on Daf Hey is already considered an entity, a mavoi of its own, and therefore it needs its own nechi. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. It was customary then that when you put a post, the first and outermost post would protrude into the Rishus HaRabim a little bit. So not only the lechi is a sign from within the Kaira, you can see a post sticking into the entrance of the Mavui, and therefore it's a sign for in the Mavui, but even the people walking down the Rishus HaRabim, they can see the post sticking out a little bit, it's a sign for them as well. So it's true that from within this very, very wide post, it's considered a Mavui on its own, and therefore you would need a new Heker, but that's only if you're standing within this Mavui, that within this entranceway, which is four amas deep, the Lechi does not serve as a Heker, you need its own Heker. But even though within this area it doesn't have a Heker, it has a Heker for the people outside. And this is a whole concept we have to learn about of Nire mibachutz, v'shove mibifnim. What happens with any lechi which you can only see it? It's only recognizable outside from the Rishus HaRabim, can see it protruding outside the Mavui, but within the Mavui, you cannot see the lechi at all. That's a question, a discussion of Nire mibachutz, v'shove mibifnim. And the Gemara is saying, according to Shem ben Gamliel, it should be called a good lechi, and I shouldn't need to have another lechi. It's true that relative to within this area, it's not nicker, and I shouldn't need to have another lechi. But since it's protruding outside, that should be enough, that I don't need another lechi. Says the Gemara, no. Midi hu taima elul Rabbi Yochanan. The whole discussion we're having here is to explain Rabbi Yochanan. The Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Zakkai, that Rabbi Zakkai said that under a koira or between the lechis, you're not allowed to carry. Rabbi Yochanan said you are allowed to carry. And there's a discussion here what Rabbi Yochanan holds between the lechis. So we're in the middle of discussing Rabbi Yochanan. Hoki also Ravin Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Ravin said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that Nira mi bachutz v'shal mi bifnim einu nidun mishum lechi. So don't tell me that we're going to explain that brisa, that you have a whole list. That means Rabbi Yochanan said that if I have a whole row of lechis, that it depends whether you hold four tvachim or three tvachim. And the Ravashi explained that if it's according to Shem ben Gamliel, that he says lavud is still four tvachim, all these lechis are considered one long lechi. And the difference will be that you need another lechi, and this is all within Rabbi Yochanan. And don't tell me that even according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, it's one long lechi, I shouldn't need to have another lechi because this lechi is sticking out into Rishus HaRabim. Don't say that, because Rabbi Yochanan himself said that sticking out into Rishus HaRabim does not suffice. The lechi has to be discernible inside the Mavui. Since this is an area considered a Mavui in its own right, then the sides of this area cannot act as a lechi for itself. You need another sign, another heker, and therefore, according to Shem ben Gamliel, you need to put another lechi. Itmar, nera mibifnim, v'shove mibachutz, the opposite case. What happens if this lechi, to regular Mavi, cannot be seen at all in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? As far as the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim are concerned, it's just an extension of the wall, which is beyond the Mavi. The walls leading up to the Mavui, you just continue into the Mavui a little bit, and that little protrusion into the Mavui is a lechi, but you cannot see that when you're walking along the Rishus HaRabim. When you're in the Mavui, looking towards the Rishus HaRabim, you can see there's a little extra post, the wall is protruding, jutting into the opening of the Mavui a little bit. That's called Nira Mibifnim, you can see the lechi from the inside, v'shove mibachutz, but from the outside, you cannot tell that there's a lechi there. Nidoin mishum lechi, that is considered a lechi, because from within the Mavui, you can tell there's a lechi there. Nira mibachutz, v'shove mibifnim, however, if the lechi cannot be seen from the inside, as we saw before, for example, if the lechi is itself four amis deep going into the Mavui, and then standing within that area, which is in itself called a Mavui, you cannot tell that it's a lechi. Or any other type of scenario where the lechi is protruding into the Rishus HaRabim, but not protruding into the opening of the lechi of the mavui. That's called nira mibachutz v'shava mibifnim. Is a machlekes. Reb Chiya v'Reb Shimon bar Rebbi. Chad omar nidin mishum lechi. One of those two held it is considered a lechi. V'chad omar einu nidin mishum lechi. And the other one held it's not called a lechi. And the Gemara says, Tistayim, I'll bring you proof. De Reb Chiya, hu de omar nidin mishum lechi. I'll prove to you that it's Reb Chiya who's the one that holds that nira mibachutz and shava mibifnim is considered a lechi. The Tani Reb Chiya quoted a brisa, and this is going to be contrary to what we saw a moment ago from Rabbi Yechanan, that Rabbi Yechanan holds that nira mibachutz or shava mibifnim is not considered a lechi. The Reb Chiya brought a brisa, koisel shatzidoy echod konus mechaveroi, bein shenira mibachutz v'shova mibifnim. Bein shenira mibifnim v'shova mibachutz nidoin mishum lechi. If you have a lechi that's either completely, which is a typical lechi which we've understood till now, is the whole lechi is within the walls of the mavui, which means flash with the edge of the walls of the mavui, you've put a post, which means from the outside, from the shusarabim, you can't see any protrusion. From within the mavui, you can see the lechi. Or you actually put the whole lechi outside the mavui, adjacent to one of the walls of the mavui. For example, the right-hand wall, instead of finishing flash with the left-hand wall, you added a post at the end of it. So within the mavui, you can't see anything. You can just see that one wall is a little bit longer than the other. But coming from the Rosh Hasharabim, you see that protrusion. So there was this brisa that Reb Chiya mentioned, that koisel shatzidei echot konus mechaveroi, if on any one of the walls you had a protrusion on the wall, either on the outside of it or on the inside of it, bein shenira mibachutz v'shava mibifnim, if you can only see it on the outside, but on the inside it's not protruding into the entranceway of the mavi at all, bein shenira mibifnim v'shava mibachutz, or if it's protruding into the inside of the mavi and totally not protruding into the Rosh Hasharabim, nidoin mishum lechi, it's considered a lechi. So you see here clearly that nira mibachutz v'shava mibifnim is considered a lechi, according to Reb Chiya. This is the brisa he's quoting. Tis time, this is proof that it's Reb Chiya who says that nira mibachutz v'shava mibifnim is called a lechi, and it must be Reb Shimon bar Rebbi who holds that it's not considered a lechi. Asks the Gemara of Rabbi Yechanan, milei shmir lei ho? Do you think Rabbi Yechanan didn't hold of this brisa? We just brought proof within this sugya that Rabbi Yechanan says nira mibachutz v'shava mibifnim is not considered a lechi. He didn't know about this brisa. He must have heard of this brisa. He heard of the brisa, but he didn't hold that the halacha was like this brisa. If so, Reb Chiya nami lo yisavalo, maybe Reb Chiya was also quoting this brisa and he didn't hold of it. So how can you bring proof that it's Reb Chiya who holds that nira mibachutz v'shava mibifnim is considered a lechi? Just because he quoted this brisa, it doesn't mean he held of it, like Reb Yechanan knew the brisa and didn't hold of it. Says the Gemara, hai mai, no. Don't try and bring me proof from the fact that Reb Yechanan probably knew the brisa, definitely knew the brisa, and didn't hold of it, that Reb Chiya also maybe didn't hold of it. Bishleim Reb Yechanan, lo yisavar lo, mishum hocha lo itoni lo. Reb Yechanan didn't hold of this brisa, he didn't quote this brisa, and therefore he held that nira mibachutz and shava mibifnim is not called a lechi. El Reb Chiya, Reb Chiya, isya de lo yisavar lo, if Reb Chiya indeed would not have held of this brisa, lo malei lemisna. Why is he quoting the brisa? If Reb Chiya is quoting this brisa, he obviously holds of the brisa. If he holds of the brisa, so we have proof that Reb Chiya holds that nira mibachutz v'shava mibifnim is considered a lechi, and it's Reb Shimon bar Rebbi and Reb Yechanan who both hold that nira mibachutz and shava mibifnim is not considered a lechi. And Yemir Tz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.